Okay, Mr. Thorpe?
Yes.
Water?
No.
We'll start with control questions. Your name is Paul Thorpe?
No.
Your name is Paul Jameson Thorpe?
Yes.
Your address is 14 The Parkway Barnes?
Yes.
You are a systems analyst?
Yes.
You are married?
Yes.
You have three children?
Yes.
You were born in Hampton, England?
That's what it says on my passport.
Is that affirmative answer, Mr. Thorpe?
Take it as you wish.
I need a positive or negative response. These are control questions.
Yes.
Repeat. You were born in Hampton, England?
Yes.
Your favourite drink is tea?
Yes.
You were involved in the Amen Corner drug smuggling operation?
Yes.
According to this, Mr. Thorpe, that's a lie.
Well, that's what you want me to say, isn't it? That's why I'm here.
I want the truth, Mr. Thorpe, only the truth. That was a lie.
Maybe all the control answers were lies.
What?
Well, that's how this thing works, isn't it? You ask me a series of control questions, get a level, then when the reading goes above the control level, bingo, it's a lie. But if that control level has been based on lies, then... Can I go now? Apparently I didn't do it. I'm not involved in Amen Corner. According to you, according to your apparatus, am I free to go?
According to regulations, Mr. Thorpe, 10 minutes is the maximum continuous stint in a full respondent session with a minimum 2-minute break before continuing. Questioning suspended. Do you require the restroom, Mr. Thorpe?
Yes.
Switch off! It's a break! Sorry. Do you require the restroom?
No. I was lying.
Cigarette? Water?
I'm fine. Fine and dandy.
Cigarette? Water? Bread? Milk? Olives? Nibbles? Cigarettes? Benson and Hedges? Lambert and Butler? Senior Service? Parting Clouds? Capstan Woodbines? Players number 6? My granddad smoked them all. And he kept all the packets stacked up on the dresser in his little house in Hay-on-Wye. I used to visit him in the holidays. And I used to count them. The packets. And stack them, neatly, on the dresser, and on the davenport, and on the ancient old radiogram. I used to recite the names, and build castles out of them, in the holidays. Summer, sun, carefree, hot, water, cigarette, water.
How long's the break?
Further control questions, Mr. Thorpe.
The anticipation is tangible.
Are you ready, Mr. Thorpe?
Is that a control question?
Water?
No.
Resume. Your name is Paul Thorpe?
No.
Your name is Paul Jameson Thorpe?
No.
Your name is Dr. Paul Jameson Thorpe?
Yes.
Your address is 14 The Parkway Barnes?
No.
You are a systems analyst?
No.
You're married?
No.
You have three children?
No.
You were born in Hampton, England?
That's not what it says on my passport.
Is that a negative response, Mr. Thorpe?
Take it as you wish.
I need a positive or negative response. These are control questions.
Yes.
Repeat. You were born in Hampton, England?
No.
Your favourite drink is tea?
No.
Your favourite drink is wine?
Yes.
Your favourite wine is...
Italian.
Your favourite Italian wine is...
Chianti. It has a light, fruity palate with a soft bouquet and is a particularly suitable accompaniment to...
Chicken!
Tomato dishes and braised rabbit.
Chicken pasta dishes. Chicken pasta dishes like... Well, I like it with... You were involved in the Amen Corner drug smuggling operation, which has been positively connected to the Jihad Now terror organisation.
No. Never. Not me.
That is a lie, Mr. Thorpe, according to this.
It's intriguing, don't you think? If I say yes, it's a lie. If I say no, it's a lie. Can I ask you if you have full confidence in your equipment, Miss Beaulieu?
I am conducting this examination, Mr. Thorpe.
Oh, please. Don't say I ask the questions.
I am conducting the examination. Why did you call me Beaulieu?
That's your name, isn't it?
No! Break! Would you like the restroom, Mr. Thorpe?
Is it off now?
The restroom?
No.
Water? Cigarette? Exercise? Exercise. The gym. What is Gaynor's problem at the gym? I mean, she wears an ever more revealing suit every time she comes there. What's she trying to prove? That she's fitter than me? Has a better body than me? That she's more attractive to men than me? She wants to go on holiday again. She's going to behave like that. Well, one thing's certain. She can't cook. Tonight we'll settle that once and for all when they come round. Chicken cacciatore, my speciality. All the right herbs, fresh plum tomatoes. Special recipe, never fails. Olives, fine wine. Chianti goes well with it, I think, doesn't it? Perhaps I should ask. I mean, he obviously knows about wine. In a break, off the record, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? I mean, we're trained to put the subject at ease, talk about other stuff.
Is there something you want to ask me?
The Chianti!
Sorry, I'm being accused of...
Sorry. Control questions complete. Tell me your relationship with Anwar Mahmood.
He runs the corner shop. General stores, the off-license at the end of my street. I buy wine from him. Chardonnay, Merlot... And Chianti.
Does Chianti go well with chicken cacciatore?
No.
That's a lie.
Ask me again.
Does Chianti go well with chicken cacciatore?
Yes. Can you trust your equipment, Miss Beaulieu?
Don't call me that. I'm getting confused. I didn't mean to ask that question. Just ignore it.
Ignore the truth or the lies.
Anwar Mahmood is a terrorist. You have been giving money to him to support his organisation. His organisation recruits and trains suicide bombers in this country. You're as guilty as hell, Mr. Thorpe, and you know it.
Is that the polygraph's view or your personal appraisal?
Are you denying it?
I don't deny I gave a shopkeeper money. Are you treating every one of his customers this way?
Your name was on his computer.
Maybe I was next on his list.
What list?
Of potential suicide bombers.
You don't strike me as the type.
Because I drink Chianti. Or do you mean I'm not young, fanatical, brown-skinned and Muslim?
Though you do visit the Hadley Vale Mosque on a regular basis.
I'm a building contractor. They needed an extension.
You've been to Pakistan on several occasions.
I like cricket.
You've given money to an irrigation project in Afghanistan.
I'm a philanthropist.
Did you support the war in Iraq?
No.
What is your opinion on Israel's protective barrier?
It's there.
Do you support it?
No. It's a self-supporting structure.
Do you believe that Iran should be free to develop its own nuclear program?
Yes.
Do you support President Bush's foreign policy?
No.
Are you or have you ever been a practicing homosexual?
What kind of a question is that?
Are you or have you ever been a practicing homosexual?
No. Yes.
I'll ask again. Are you or have you ever been a practicing homosexual?
Yes. And no.
That's two answers.
It was two questions.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Mr. Thorpe?
Yes. What do you make of that, then, Miss Beaulieu?
I don't know.
Have you got low self-esteem, Miss Beaulieu?
No! OK. Yes. Maybe. Yes, what the fuck has it got to do with you?
I may well ask you the same question, Miss Beaulieu. Of all these questions, what the fuck have they got to do with you? I'm an ordinary citizen who during the course of going about my ordinary everyday activities has made some coincidental contacts with someone who may be a terrorist or may just be another ordinary citizen who also has some coincidental contacts, but suddenly I'm bankrolling suicide bombers. And the proof of this? A piece of ultra-sophisticated polygraph equipment which has shown itself and its operator to be totally fallible. Totally fallible. Do you believe the machine, Miss Beaulieu? Are you going with your gut feeling? Are you going to release me or are you going to look the other way?
I don't have gut feelings, Mr. Thorpe. I'm not allowed to have gut feelings. This is a scientific analysis. It circumvents the presence of human fallibility. If I do my job properly, then
the citizens of this country can be locked up without the need for instinct, subjectivity, reality or truth. Justice isn't necessary. Plausibility is all. Lock me up, Miss Beaulieu. Throw away the key. Put me in an orange jumpsuit. The machine says I lied. The machine never lies. The machine says I'm guilty. But don't you lose any sleep, Miss Beaulieu. It's not down to you. You merely interpret the data.
Break. Water, Mr. Thorpe. Water. Sea. Sand. Holidays. I need a holiday. That's what I need. A holiday. This is a very demoralizing job. I'm always inside. Never out in the air. Always analyzing. Asking questions. Assessing answers. Making judgments. Reviewing the evidence. Well, on the balance of probabilities. On balance this. On balance that. I need some sand. I need some sea. I need Florida. I need freedom. Freedom in the land of the free. This guy. I mean, he's not. He's probably not. On the balance of probabilities, he's not.
I'm still here. What's the verdict? Am I guilty? As charged? Am I someone who pays people to blow themselves up in tube stations for the greater glory of Islam and loves to read about it in the newspapers the next day? On balance of probabilities, am I a fanatic, Miss Beaulieu?
Why? Why have they allowed you to keep your tie on? This session is now complete. Recommendation. On the data received, the subject should proceed to stage two.
Stage two?
Forceful inducement.
Forceful inducement?
It means what it says.
Sensory deprivation. Isolation. Torture. But no doubt not on this soil. Do you think, on balance, that I deserve that, Miss Beaulieu?
I merely operate the system, Mr. Thorpe.
You mean you just carry out the orders?
I interpret the data. This is a lie detector. You are a liar.
Harsh.
Just because you drink Chianti, Mr. Thorpe, does not preclude you from being a liar.
Did you know that the distinctive squat bottle in a basket that identifies Chianti is called a fiasco? May I use this?
What?
Chief Operative Dexter. I cannot recommend Junior Operative Beaulieu for promotion at this time. Too personally involved. Oh. Analysis terminated. You seem a little shocked. Water? Cigarettes? Do you require the restroom? I have an appointment, if you'll excuse me. Take a holiday. I think you need it.
I don't. Honestly, I don't need a holiday. Lie Detector was recorded for Wireless Theatre Company at Quince Studios with Matt Walters. It starred Reuben Anderson as Mr. Thorpe and Marielle Ranaker Temple as Miss Beaulieu. Lie Detector was written by Peter Yates.